hold him up for doing that.
Yeah, there's a little Daniel Shays Rebellion thing down in the Sheffield area of a little south of Great Barrington, which I pass every now and then.
And next time you stop by there, take a picture of it for me, would you?
Absolutely.
I'd love to have a good picture of that. We'll put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that'll be really, really great. Yeah, and TJ, a little bit, you are also a Navy veteran. You are from Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah, right around Norfolk, Virginia area. More specifically, the Great Dismal Swamp, if anybody knows that area. But Norfolk, Virginia being home to the largest naval base in the world, Naval Station Norfolk. Not that I'm necessarily proud of that. However, it is just a fact of life and living there. And we're experiencing what some people call land subsidence.
What does that actually mean?
Land subsidence kind of goes hand in hand with climate change. Sea level rise is what some other researchers are calling it, but land subsidence, basically we're withdrawing the water from our aquifer faster than the water cycle can replenish it. And so the water is sinking, or the land is sinking in our area. And we're completely losing islands on the eastern shore of Virginia and the Delmarva, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia
so
Peninsula.
So it's like a sinkhole.
Basically, but yeah. Think about a metropolitan area with about 2.5 almost 3 million people in it sinking. Yeah.
Isn't that great? And that aquifer piece is really important, because what we're looking at here is to make sure aquifers.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Drive here on WTBR here in Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bob Heck back in the chair here with you. We got Bruce Witherall. Bruce is a man of many hats. How are you today, Bruce?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And we're talking to Bruce today about the Adams Street Fair, and Bruce is the entertainment director for the Adams Street Fair. Tell me how you got involved with that.
Well, as you know, we've worked together for about 30 years ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I've had an entertainment company since 1977, Aries Entertainment and Management. And so I get involved in anything I can as far as entertainment goes. About 4 years ago, I saw the street fair bringing in entertainment, having trouble finding acts.
Right.
And through the grapevine, I found out that they were actually overpaying for acts. And I said, I can help you with this. It's one of the things that I do. And seeing you're a nonprofit organization, all of your proceeds go to first responders, the police department, fire, forest wardens, what everybody seems to forget about, and EMTs. And I said, if you want more revenue for them, we need to help you with the entertainment.
So you sort of reached out to them and kind of went from there.
Yes, they put me on the committee immediately. They said, oh, good, you're on the committee.
Having trouble with my cameras here. We'll fix that in a second. Now, this, you raise money for Adams Street Fair as well, and you get an event coming up this Saturday with Frank Santos. Tell us about that.
Frank Santos is an R-rated hypnotist, but the R seems to scare people. He doesn't do anything that's risque. He makes you think you are. He makes you think you can sing. He makes you think you can dance. He does all kinds of little skits and so on, but it actually is very clean. He was the hypnotist for the Hookie Law down in Chicopee for years. And he's bringing his show in. The show starts at 7:30. It's preceded by a spaghetti supper at 5. Tickets are $35 a person. all the money that goes to the Adams Street Fair, all that money goes to the Adams Street Fair to put on activities such as this and so on. All the proceeds in the end go to the first responders. We don't keep a penny at the end of the season. Mm-hmm.
So it all goes to first responders and Adams, and you mentioned forest wardens.
People
don't think of that until, like...
They're always left out.
Yeah, until we're talking about, like, wildfires and stuff like that, and all the other things they do to prevent that.
So we're hoping to have a great show. There's still tickets available for the show. And, again, I've booked Frank over 30 years myself. I've seen many of his shows, and he's a riot. He really is fun.
And how do people go about getting tickets?
They can get them through the Adams Street Fair. Go to Facebook. It's probably the best way to find them.
Okay.
And there's been radio ads, and I can on other radio stations, we're trying to blanket the whole area, unfortunately. Don't want to promote your competitors. And you can get tickets by calling Joe Martin himself.
I can give out the number. I have it right here.
Oh, you do have it.
Oh, yeah. I prepared. You to say it, but like,
yes.
I'm prepared for this.
I didn't have the number in front of me. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's 413-212-0953. Again, 212-0953 to get tickets for this show. Again, coming up on Saturday, dinner from 5 to 7. It's a spaghetti dinner. Show starts at 7:30. $35 for dinner and a show. You can't beat that nowadays. And all the money goes to the Adams Street Fair.
It absolutely does. And then besides this show here that we have, we also put on 7 concerts this summer at the Adams Visitor Center. All free concerts again. People bring their long chairs out. They bring their lunches. Sometimes people sit there and they're eating and drinking and cheese and crackers and almost kind of what they do at Tanglewood.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 7 shows this year. We still got 3 more coming up, if I could promote them a little bit.
Yeah, by all means.
On the 11th, we have Tame the Rooster, great country band. They're out of the Albany area. The following week, on the 18th, we have Joey Addy and the Lugnuts, followed up on the 25th by Sample the Cat. They're a Pittsfield-based band.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, all the concerts have been great, except for the last tour rained out.
Well, that's the way it is. What day of the week do these happen?
Tuesday nights.
Oh, the Tuesday nights, okay.
6 to 8 on Tuesday nights. And, again, we've had great shows, great bands this year. And then the street fair itself is going to happen on September 6th. And that is going to be Rusted Chains is going to provide the entertainment for that day.
And what exactly is the Adams Street Fair? What other types of activities happened at the street fair?
Good. If you remember back years ago, they had what was called Hijinks Night in Adams.
Okay, yeah, I vaguely remember that.
And they used to close down Park Street, and they'd have music, vendors, all the stores that actually come out front, display their products and so on for sale and things like that. And that just started winding down and winding down and winding down to a point where it didn't exist one year. And so the Adams Street Fair Committee was formed at that time, and they said, we want to have something like this again. So they did it, and they brought it to the Visitor Center so they don't have to close down Park Street.
Okay.
So they're closing down Hoosick Street, unfortunately, but not that big a deal as long as you can get to the Pizza House.
There you go. Of all importance right there, making sure people have access to the pizza.
And so they have food vendors all down to Hoosick Street. They actually bring in wrestling. They bring in, they have a kids, they have kids entertainment. The guy does a little bit of ventriloquism himself. He's a comedian, stuff like that. And we usually have bands playing. Last year we had Sticky Sweet, the clone band for...
sounds like Def Leppard.
Def Leppard,
it
is.
Def Leppard tribute band.
It was, and then we had Generation X opening up for them. The year before, we had Whiskey City and Tame the Rooster that I just mentioned.
Okay.
And so we have some great bands that come in for these things. And again, all the money goes to the street fair to put our productions on. Everything that's left over goes to first responders.
And it's interesting how many events here in the Berkshires sort of happen like that, where, you know, there's a long running event and it sort of dwindles down and dwindles down, and then, you know, people sort of, I don't want to say get sick of doing it, but, you know, it's not exactly an easy thing to do, and no one's getting paid for this, you know, it's all volunteerism.
Correct.
And, you know, you just sort of reach the end of your rope and you stop doing it, and then another group steps in saying, we kind of missed this, let's get this back together.
Same thing happened at the visitor center. It was put on by the town of Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we just don't have the resources. We don't have the people to look for bands. We don't have the people to raise the money for the vendors. We don't have people to go out and get vendors. And they just dropped it. And so I walked in there and said, can I help?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, we're just not going to do it. Stuff like that. I said, how about the Adams Street Fair Committee? If I can get them involved in this, would it be something you consider? They said, just take it and run with it. It's all yours. And so basically they gave it to us. I went to Joe Martin and asked him what he thought about it. And he says, yes, let's put those concerts back on. And so last year we had limited funding.
Mm-hmm.
And we went with two bands and I think it was six solo acts. This year we got more funding because there were a lot of people who really enjoyed what we were doing. We were able to raise enough money to put in bands. So this year we got some great bands. And hopefully next year if we get
live radio, you just live never radio. Know what's going to happen here.
I didn't kill that, did I?
It's all good.
And hopefully the response we've gotten this year, people are going to contribute even more. Next year, I'd like to bring in even bigger and better bands. There's Albany bands keep reaching out to me,
mm-hmm.
and they're hoping to be a part of this.
Cliff really wants to get in touch with you.
He does.
How does is it all fundraising?
It's all fundraising. It's all done through fundraising. Thank God there's the public out there that enjoys seeing mm-hmm. and hearing these different things. Thank God for the vendors. The Adams Community Bank has been huge. Chris Bonnevere in Adams has been huge. Trying to think of some of the other people who've been... Smith Brothers McAndrews has also helped in this. And unfortunately, that's for the committee that raises money. They got a whole list of people
sure.
who have contributed and helped like that. I really didn't look into it too much.
No.
All I was glad is they handed me enough money to say, this is what you can book, this is what you can use, and I started looking for entertainment.
With Bruce Weatherill, the entertainment director of the Adams Street Fair Committee, and lots of great events coming up, a fundraiser for the Adams Street Fair. Frank Santos, R-rated hypnotist, this Saturday, dinner from 5 to 7, show starts at 7:30, dinner and a show, $35, you can't beat it. 212-0953, that's the number to call to get tickets. Again, 212-0953. What's some of the stuff Frank does? You've been working with him for 30 years.
He gets willing participants.
Mm-hmm.
So don't, you know, people don't want to go to the show thinking he's going to pick on me and make me go up there. He asks for volunteers. He'll probably put 10 or 12 people up on stage. And as per usual in the show, there's three or four of them he can't hypnotize.
Right.
They fight it.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll hypnotize the people, get them up there, and then I don't want to give away his skits and
well,
so on.
Well, of course. No, I don't need the whole thing. But
he'll hypnotize them, and then he'll ask him to perform and stuff like that. And as the show starts to go on, other people start volunteering because they see how much fun it is. And so there'll be something like, there'll be two or three people, I say, they'll make it up on stage, and he's got these other people going. Other people go, I want to try it. He says at the end of his show, these people are more relaxed. They feel like they really have clear minds and everything else. It's kind of therapeutic. And some of the funny skits they do, one time we did one at Hoosick Valley High School. I used to do all the after proms. And for about 5 or 6 years, hypnotists were great. And I was bringing hypnotists in. I was bringing in inflatable games and comedians and things like that. So it went pretty well for quite a few years. And one year I was there at one of the shows, and he goes, turn this thing off? That's Cliff Mahar, people.
All right.
And so anyhow, he says, by the way, we have a celebrity in the house. He says, over here on the side, we've got Ben Affleck. And it was at the high school. Next thing I know, I got like six high school girls climbing all over me and everything. He pointed to me.
Oh, wow.
And they're going like, it's Ben Affleck, it's Ben Affleck. And then he snapped his fingers or whatever, and they all just jumped back and go, who are you? I go like, I'm Ben Affleck. They said,
no, you're not.
Like, hell you are. And I walked away, but it was all good, clean, fun, and stuff like that. But he got them believing that I was Ben Affleck, and they thought they were meeting a celebrity.
And it's interesting because you not only have to have the skill to hypnotize people, but, you know, after a while that gets boring. You got to have, like, an act to go along with it. You got to make it entertaining for other people. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, that's an amazing skill.
The crowd has a great time with it. And he does, I think, main focus. Well, he does theaters, like mm-hmm. a lot of theaters, and a lot of colleges. And that seems to be his main focus on what he does. But he was glad to do this. Kudos to Frank. He took $1,000 off of his price for this project.
That's awesome, especially for a fundraiser that goes to a great cause.
For what it was, a fundraiser, first responders, I'm glad to help out.
And, you know, we were talking earlier, some of the bands that are coming up. And where's that again? Is it the Visitor Center?
The Adams Visitor Center is 3 Hoosick Street in Adams.
Okay.
You can't miss it. Just go to the monument of McKinley. He's still standing. Take a right, and it's sitting right there. You can't miss it. The parking lot at the Visitor Center.
And it's been a wide variety of different bands you've had.
Yeah, there's rock bands. I had Midnight 30 for the first one. It was mm-hmm. pretty much a rock and roll band. We had Straight Up, canceled, unfortunately. We had, and they were a country band. Then we had Happy Together, which appeals to the 60s, you know, a 60s band that appeals to the older people, which they loved.
And they're terrific. Like,
they are.
They sound so, like, we were playing softball down the street when they were playing in Dalton, and I'm like, wow, who's this guy blasting this stuff on his radio? And we found out later that was an actual band. It sounded just like, remarkable.
And then Tame the Rooster is country and classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
Joey D and the Lugnuts, they're going to be rock and roll. And then Sample the Cat is kind of indie, bluesy, a lot of original material in there mm-hmm. and so on. Very, very tight band. And I told the committee, this is going to be your surprise band of the season. They're really tight. They're really good. And, again, they're a Pittsfield-based band, so
hopefully they are exceptional.
Oh, you have seen them?
Oh yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, okay. they're wicked good.
Yeah, wicked tight. So powerful female vocalist out front,
mm-hmm.
and great musicians backing her up.
And how long have you been a part of the committee? I know you said you sort of volunteered to
About
jump
three,
in.
Three okay. years now, I've been with the committee.
And you kind of saw, you know, with your entertainment background that, you know, things were probably not as good as they could have been going.
They were having trouble finding entertainment,
mm-hmm.
as do most people. It's not something you do.
Right. Yeah, you don't have, unless you have access to, you know, the wealth of knowledge and information and people you've worked with that you have. Like, it's really, where do you even start? It's really hard.
I have files on over 200 acts,
mm-hmm.
and I probably have another 50 agencies I work with. Not all the time, but I do.
Right.
But I do where I call them up and say, "Hey, I need this, I need that," and I've called Florida to try and get some concert bands. I've called California. One of these guys coming up on tour. Can I get them? Have a guy in Albany that I lean on a lot,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'll book things up in the Lake George area also, and entertainment out there. So, but you're right, and sometimes it's like buying a car.
Yes.
People go to a band and go like, hey, what do you guys charge? They give you their best price. And I go, you never take the first price on a on a car. You always dicker a little bit.
Okay.
And fortunately, I know the prices of all the bands and the DJs and the soloists. And so when you get a band out there saying, oh, we're $1,000, and I know they play for $700, I'm able to do that for the committee. I'm able to come out and say, hey, look, I can get them for $7. I can bring them in cheaper.
And, you know, especially under the flag of, you know, a nonprofit and somebody who raises money for first responders. I mean,
and that's safe. You know, that saves them $300 that I can put towards the end result, which is a first responders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to use all the money up on the entertainment or all the other events
right.
And say, hey, guys, here's a nickel. We did our best.
We're talking with Bruce Witherell, the entertainment director for the Adams Street Fair Committee. And again, Frank Santos, R-rated hypnotist, coming up this Saturday. Where's the show?
Turn Hall. Okay. In Adams on Turner's Avenue.
All right. And that's you get dinner from 5 to 7. The show starts at 7:30, 212-0953. Again, 413-212-0953 to get tickets to that show. And before we go to break, Adams Street Fair is coming up on September 6th. And what are the time frames on that? Roughly.
I want to say 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's also in this year a conjunction of... I forgot what anniversary it is, 50th? No, it's got to be more than 50, 150 or something like that, of the Adams Fire Department.
Oh, wow.
So they're doing a huge event with other fire departments, and they're going to be going up and down all the streets of Adams and so on for about 2 hours doing different events for them also. And I'm sorry I don't have more information on what they're doing.
No, that's okay. In fact, somebody from there reached out to me about coming on the show at some point, so we'll have them on. So I'll be able to get more information.
They can explain it themselves,
about that then.
Yes, so they actually made our street fair smaller this year, where I always had the big, last year I had the big Pittsfield stage, put my bands on and so on. This year it's going to be a very small stage because we can't take it away from them. And we wanted to put the street fair on, and then they said, geez, we got to have some kind of entertainment. And so that's why we brought Rusted Chains in. Great Pittsfield band also.
And Rusted Chains, they're 90s.
Yeah, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Okay.
They'll play everything you can, you know, that you really like. They got four-part harmonies, high energy. They're a great band. I'm glad I fucked up with them.
Yeah, there's a lot of great bands around here, but you know what we're missing, Bruce? We're missing, like, that 90s alternative tribute band. I don't see those around here at all.
I'll see if I can help put one together.
Okay.
But you're right.
But there's, like, you know, the classic rock people are starting to, you know, age out a little bit.
Yes.
And, you know, our generation's, like, still wants to hang out, but, you know, we're looking for something more. And, I mean, the bands out there are great. Lots of great classic rock bands, but... You know, we want to hear some Pearl Jam from time to time. And
There you go.
Something along those lines. Like,
And the 90s, I mean, the 80s bands are starting to come out of the woodwork. People realize that the 60s and 70s have been overdone.
Right.
And there are a few musicians in the area that do this century.
Right. Well,
which is, when you think about it, we're 26 years into it.
Right, and it is interesting. Like, you got your 60s, 70s bands, you've got your 80s bands, you've got bands that do, you know, more pop stuff, more current stuff, but nobody's out there doing 90s. There was one band that was going around doing 90s, I forget what the name was, and that's pretty much been it. That's, like, sort of interesting that, you know, the 90s has pretty much been skipped.
And the 2000s, there's a lot of great musicians in this century that aren't being covered.
Yeah, and like I did, I DJed an emo night down at the locker room in Lee this past week.
Okay,
and it was a great turnout. And I'm like, yeah, emo's not my thing, but like, there's no emo bands going around. It's interesting how like that sort of gap of music isn't really represented, you know, basically across the board at this point.
Very few solo or duo musicians doing this century.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's...
There's one that people always ask for. Now it sounds like a plug.
What's that?
I said, it sounds like a plug, but my son, Jim Witherell, does current music.
Yeah.
And people will say, get more of him. Get more of him. He's doing something that we recognize, stuff that's on the radio now, and that's what he does. You know, he does Jelly Roll, and he does Aaron Lewis, and he does all these different people, and go, mm-hmm. We're not hearing anybody do that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And there are a couple more that do it, and but they're few and far between.
Sort of went off on a tangent there, so that must mean it's time to take a break. We're with Bruce Witherell, the entertainment director of the Adams Street Fair. We're talking about all sorts of great events going on in Adams, but mainly this Frank Santos, R-rated hypnotist, coming up this Saturday at Turn Hall in Adams. Dinner from 5 to 7. Show starts at 7:30. All of this raises money for the Adams Street Fair, which in turn raises money for first responders in Adams. 413-212-0953 for tickets and details on how to enjoy a great evening this Saturday. More with Bruce Witherell on the other side of the break here on WTBR.
For more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Santrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Santrini.com.
Will you be an angel for our WTBR DJs? Every day our DJs are cold, hungry, sad and lonely, and they are crying out for help. For only 30 cents per day, WTBR can provide them with clean studios, microphones, audio board, and much, much more. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button and become a friend of WTBR. For only $8.97 per month, you can put some smiles on these faces. WTBR for the love of radio.
The Common Room at Zion Lutheran Church is a newly renovated community space in downtown Pittsfield. We host events from farmers markets to concerts, meetings to weddings. With 4,400 square feet and full amenities, we make hosting easy and affordable. For more info, visit acommonroom.org or email events at acommonroom.org. The Common Room, a common room for the common good.
Hey water lovers, this is Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, host of And So It Flows. Our water music and water culture brings water outside the cup. Moisten your ears every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR 89.7 FM. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back here on Morning Drive here on WTBR. It's a Wednesday morning. Thank you for tuning in. And with our chat here with Bruce Witherell, entertainment director for the Adams Street Fair, among the billion other things that Bruce does. Frank Santos, the R-rated hypnotist, coming up this Saturday at Turn Hall. Dinner from 5 to 7. Show starts at 7:30. 413-212-0953 to get tickets. Again, 212-0953. That will get you tickets to the show, and it benefits the Adams Street Fair, which benefits first responders. So lots of good work there. And how did this come together, Bruce, this show for Saturday?
Joe Martin said, I'd like to do some sort of a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I think we can do more to raise some more money. And just thought about it for, I think, a day or something. Went through my files looking at things, comedians. There's a lot of comedians out there. And started looking at different things. And I said, you know what? I haven't had a hypnotist in this area in a long time. I don't think I've had one in this area since the after proms.
Right.
And I said, you know, Joe, those after proms were like 20 years ago. Those are all adults now who may want to come out and see a hypnotist show again and put it together with a spaghetti supper, and I think maybe we can make this work. And he ran with it. Joe Martin's great. He's running everywhere for this show. And again, he's the chairman of the committee, and nobody gets any money out of this. We got some great people to go out there fundraising. We got one woman in particular named Laura. And I don't know how she does it. I'd like to have her work for me. My God. She is out there. She's constantly. Nobody says no to her.
Mm-hmm.
I think, unfortunately, she's moving to New Hampshire in a month.
Oh. Like, oh.
But she says she'll stay a part of this committee. She says, I will stay involved, and I will come back to do different things with you for the committee. So kudos to her.
Yeah, and that's very helpful, too, because when you have somebody like that, that has built the relationships with folks in the community to help bring money in. I mean, it stinks to lose them, but, you know, yeah, she's still going to be around, and, you know, that's helpful where, you know, she probably just make a phone call from New Hampshire, and they're like, yeah, anything for you. We're all set.
Yeah, I don't know what her magic is, but I think maybe she pesters them. I don't know what she does, but I think she walks in there and they go like, oh, it's you. Okay, we'll give you whatever you want. You can go now. But she is great at it. And like I said, everybody has a role on that committee.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we sort of talked about it at the top of the show. But, you know, for folks just tuning in here for the second half, talk about the Adams Street Fair itself, how it came to be, because it's sort of a newer thing in Adams.
Okay, yeah. The Adams Street Fair was a product developed after the hijinks night came to an end in Adams. And that went on for a good 10, 15 years, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And the Adams Street Fair Committee, Joe Martin, again, it was his baby, got a few people together and said, could we help bring this hijinks back? And they decided to bring it down to Hoosick Street in Adams instead of Park Street. And they started from there. They said, we're going to get vendors. Let's get all these vendors in there. Let's get entertainment in there, you know, get some whatever they can. Like I said, food vendors, the people selling their wares and so on, and music and stuff like that. And the first year, I think they said they drew about 800 people.
That's pretty good.
Kind of small. I know last year we were over 2,000.
Well, that's even better.
So we've been growing every year with it. And it's been a success. It really has been a great success. Again, these volunteers, like the day of the street fair, we're all going to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning and probably won't leave till about 10 at night.
Yeah.
It's a long day. It's something that, you know, setting up, tearing down, working. Last year was hot. Well, no, I'm sorry, 2 years ago was hot. That's why we moved it to September. We had it in July.
Oh,
it
was like, well, you never know, though. 90-something
degrees. I go, oh, boy, it was tough. But we were handing out waters to people and so on, and just make sure everybody was hydrated. It can't say enough about the volunteerism of these people. And
and
most of them are people who are in their 50s, 60s.
And, crazy.
It's
interesting with the weather. I helped the group put on the North Adams Food Festival 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And both years it was in October, and the first year it was like 5 degrees and snowing, and the second year it was about 110 degrees. Like same weekends.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's absolutely wild. I mean, that's the one thing you can't plan for. I mean, what happens to the street fair if it rains? Is there a rain day for it?
The next day is a rain day.
Okay.
So we do have one rain date, so.
And of course, for the concerts and stuff like that, there are no rain dates. It just
no, unfortunately, because they're all booked up.
Right.
The only way there would be a rain date is some band had a cancel on me. Like I had the band straight up that was got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I could say, hey, you guys want to jump into this date? My other band's canceling or something. You know, and the last week we had the Eagles band.
And yes.
We had to cancel the Eagles band last week.
Last week? Oh, yeah, because it poured.
Yeah, poured, yeah.
Yeah.
Last year we got through all the Tuesdays. No problem. We made it.
It's so funny. This year has been sort of crazy weather-wise.
I have a look ahead. Of course, I don't believe the weather more than 3 days anyway.
Well, yeah.
But I look ahead a little bit, and it looks like there's rain all the way through up next Tuesday. So, come on.
You just never know. You just never know. So, yeah. Frank Santos, R-rated hypnotist, coming up this Saturday, August 8th, dinner from 5 to 7. Show starts at 7:30. Joe Martin's his name?
Joe Martin's the chairman.
And his number's 413-212-0953. Contact him directly if you want tickets to the show or more information. Who puts on the spaghetti dinner? Is that something Turn Hall does?
The Turn Hall does themselves. They got their staff, and we're the servers and setting it up. And
oh,
so
really?
So we're working that also.
Oh, man. That's.
But, and there will be tickets at the door. I should mention that.
Okay. So if you don't want to call, I know some people don't like talking to people nowadays.
Fortunately, we're stuck at 150 tickets, so okay. It's best to try and get them in advance. But there will be tickets at the door also.
If
you're not sure whether there's a show on or tickets are sold out, call Joe. He'll tell you what he's got left.
Okay. So, again, that's coming up. And talk about the bands that are coming up for the rest of the summer concerts.
Okay. It is coming Tuesday, the 11th, is Tame the Rooster, a great country and classic rock band. The week after that, the 18th, is going to be Joe Eddy and the Lugnuts. And then follow it up on the 25th by Sample the Cat.
And, you know, other than the rainouts, how have the turnouts been for these shows?
Great. They've been great. I've been really surprised. I think they surpassed the crowds of last year, so we're getting better crowds.
Which is good.
And I think the bands, like even last year people said, why don't you have more bands? It was basically we didn't have the funding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this year we had the funding. Oh, and on the Friday nights we have movie nights. I forgot to talk about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Every Friday for those 2 months, we put on a movie night down there also.
You know what? I did see you guys, I think it was last week, played the Santa Claus and had Santa Claus actually at the event.
Yeah. And the kids were super excited.
I'm sure.
Santa Claus, Santa Claus. And then he gets out of the van and he's wearing summer clothes. And they go, that's our Santa Claus.
Well, summer.
What are you Joe's going, but it's winter. Those are his summer clothes. He's trying to play. That's not Santa Claus.
And what movies you got coming up this week? Do you have anything this week? Or
there is a movie every Friday night. I'm not up on it. Do you have that information?
No, I didn't write that one down. I didn't think we'd be talking about that.
I'm not involved with the movies. Mostly because I teach a class on Friday nights and I'm stuck at
that. Oh, gotcha, yeah.
So I did not get involved with the movies.
Sure, but I'm sure we can get that information. You
if
know,
you go to Adams Street Fair.
Yeah. E.T. is this Friday night.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, good. You got to it quicker than I did. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I just went through the text that you sent me and clicked on the little button there, so I made it nice and easy. So, I mean, these are cool movies, too. You had the Goonies a couple of weeks back, E.T. I mean, that was one of the coolest things I've ever done. I got to introduce my kids to that movie, and we had a projector and shot it up against the garage door, and it worked great.
We have a big screen. We have a couple of guys that come out of, I want to say, Steventown.
Okay.
They come up and put these movies on for us, and they volunteer their time.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know their name or the company or anything like that. I'm sure it's something Joe Martin can help with. But they come up and volunteer their services to come up and put those movies on for the kids every Friday night.
So you can check that out this Friday night as well. It's pretty wild when you go back and watch movies like E.T. Like, my kids were stunned that like mom stayed home while they went out trick or treating. Yeah. She's like, get the hell out of here. Go trick or treat. I'm going to hang out here. You can't even imagine anybody doing that nowadays.
I know. They won't. I think everybody's turned into helicopter pilots, unfortunately. And if you look at statistics, it's safer now than it has been for years. But everything's amplified. I mean, anything that happens anywhere, I mean, you heard about a shooting in Idaho Falls over the weekend. We would have never heard that 20 years ago. In fact, when I was a kid, I didn't even know what was going on in Pittsfield. I lived in Adams.
Right. You know, the information travels so fast. And
Boston was another country. I don't know. I just, you really didn't hear anything much out of your circle. And so, same thing with my parents. Let me out of the house and, hey, we're going to climb Mount Greylock. Okay, be home for dinner. That was it.
Right. We didn't have to say that. Like,
and we were 10, 11 years old.
I went to a concert last night and just randomly ran into, like, my best friend from childhood. And my kid was there. And I'm like, you don't understand, kid. Like, not only were we encouraged to get out of the house, like, right after breakfast, we were told, get out of the house and don't come back until dinner.
I met my friends and in season. I played the sport of the season with my friends.
Yeah.
Walked to the ball field, played baseball all day. In the fall, we're up there playing football all day, and during the winter or the spring, early spring, we'd be playing basketball all day, and just be home for dinner.
Yeah, we were playing wiffle ball, or we would just hop on our bikes and go wherever we wanted. Nobody
cared. Same thing, same thing, I know. And again, statistically, it's safer now, but our parents didn't care.
Right, we survived.
They'd hope we get kidnapped. We had family of six. She needed to lose a couple.
Right. You know, it's too many. Get out of here. Yeah. We're here with Bruce Witherell, entertainment director for the Adams Street Fair. One more quick plug for this Saturday. Frank Santos, R-rated hypnotist. That is at Turn Hall. Dinner's from 5 to 7. Show starts at 7:30, $35. To get tickets, 413-212-0953. It benefits the Adams Street Fair, which in turn benefits first responders in Adams. Summer concerts happening as well this coming Tuesday, the 11th. Tame the Rooster. A week later, it'll be Joe 80 and the Lugnuts on the 18th, and then Sample the Cat on 8/25. A great movie's going on as well. E.T. coming up this Friday, and next Friday it is Hocus Pocus. It says Trunk or Treat as well, so it sounds like there's going to be some candy there.
Yeah, it does. Maybe I'll go down for the candy.
Is there anything else I'm missing? Is there anything else you want to add?
I think it was terrific, Bob. Thank you very much.
All right, so Bruce Witherell, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and Sean Sayre is going to be back in the big chair tomorrow. I don't know who his guest is going to be. I didn't look that far ahead, but I'll be back with you next week. And you have a terrific day, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in. Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
In some respects, I suspect you've got a respectable side. When pushed and pulled and pressured, you seldom wanna hide. But it's for someone else's benefit, not for what you wanna do. Until I realize that you've realized, I'm gonna say these words to you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You do as you're told. Just as a child, a 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless, and I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. No, you don't.